This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. What are you doing? Be solution. Can I rant for a second? Well, this is my show. I suppose I can do anything I want to. I hate technology. I used to love it. Was in it for years. Right? But as of late, I think the gremlins have multiplied to the point where they kind of take it over. And everything seems to go south when it's not supposed to go south. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time. All right. There's so much to report on, so many things going on today that I do want to get to. Look, head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, right? He's helping us all out. All the conservative talk shows, all the guys that get nailed on you know, social media platforms that now we can't make money on the platforms. If you guys are buying anything, I don't care what it is, a pillow, a mattress cover, a sheet, pillowcases. I always hear about how we're supposed to be supporting our own. Well, let's support our own. Go to MyPillow.com. Somebody complained recently to me, somebody noted that the slippers were way too much money, and you know you really need to find a way to get that. Look, I'll tell you how you get the price down. You go find the slippers you want. When you get to the slippers you want, and you get to the checkout, use promo code Joe. You'll see what the price is. They're not going to charge you for them until you tell them to pay for it. It's really that simple. And I shouldn't have to be saying this to you. You guys are smart people. You know what's going on. So check it out on your own. Really is the best way to do it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Nick Sandman's media libel lawsuit was dismissed by a federal judge today. The U.S. District Judge, Kentucky Court Judge William Bertelsmann, he threw out a 5 media libel lawsuit brought by Covington Catholic High School student Nick Sandman. Now, in January 2019, you know, he was the one at the center of that viral video, showed him face-to-face with the Native American man, Nathan Phillips. Now, Phillips banged the drum, sang a traditional song. Sandman was 16 years old at the time. He wore red Make America Great. I mean, oh, my God, he wore a sinful cap. And several mainstream media outlets portrayed the video as racially charged. He said that Sandman was antagonizing Phillips by standing in front of him and smiling. Now, additional footage later showed that their confrontation was provoked by a group of black Hebrew Israelites who hurled racial slurs at him and his fellow students. And now Phillips was later seen approaching Sandman as tension rose between the students and the black Hebrew students. So while Sandman, he filed several lawsuits against media outlets that defamed him at the time, Bertelsmann dismissed the case against the New York Times, CBS, ABC, and Gannett Company, along with Rolling Stone, claiming that the media assertions that Sandman blocked Phillips were protected opinions at the time. Ooh. But that, you know, how did he win it in the other court? How did he get the hundreds of millions of dollars from the other court? Was the judge or maybe the jury actually sitting there paying attention to what was going on, right? The media defendants were covering a matter of great public interest. They reported Phillips' first-person view of what he experienced. This would put the reader on notice that Phillips was simply giving his perspective on the incident. Therefore, the factual content of this case are protected opinions. I'm not an attorney. I don't know. Sandman's attorney, Tom McMurdy, he said he was disappointed by the decision and intends to file an appeal. Now, Sandman himself was quoted as saying, "We're fully prepared to argue these cases all the way to the Sixth Circuit." They should. They should pound away these. They should make it cost these companies as much as humanly possible. They should make it uncomfortable for them. They do it. Look, they were pounding on a child. For all intents and purposes, he was 16 years old, pounding on a child. They felt so good about themselves. Right? It's disgusting. Just totally disgusting. Where was I? Yeah, I know. I get sidetracked by these stories. They just make me nuts. Well, they don't have far to go. Abortion ruling finally gives unborn chance for legal protection and the legal protection that they deserve. You know, it's about time. I mean, seriously, I don't know why it's so hard. I know that the left always hangs on one thing and one thing only. It's a woman's right to choose. Okay, it's a woman's right to choose. But to take a life? Does that apply in any case? During any situation? At any time? Over my 20 years career as a radiologist, as person mites, evaluating patients of all ages, all diseases and abnormalities, I've been consistently moved by my youngest patients, the pre-born little boy or girl fetuses. They're floating in their silence in their mother's wombs. Their lively humanity moves me, but mostly, it's the utter defenselessness. Boy, ain't that true. Be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Show me see your host. Yeah, always, always, always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Right. I mean, seriously, you want to be part of the conversation. You want to know what's going on. But you do that by getting informed. Otherwise, all you do is cause us a whole bunch of heartache and a whole bunch of trouble. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. So, sign up for the email blast. Not that hard. Right there on the front page. Can't miss it when you go to the website. This new abortion ruling. According to the article, it finally gives kids. Yeah, they are kids. Preborn little boys, little girls. Little fetuses floating around in silence in their mom's womb. treat them with a little humanity. Now, this person who is a anesthesiologist, radiologist, I'm sorry. Right? They said that the it's like something she's never seen in her career. She wanted to say that these youngest patients of mine, unlike any other, they have the lack of the most basic protection of the law. To me, their doctor, who marvels over them and delights in their delicate beauty. Now, this is obviously Joe's words. Right? The overturning Roe versus Wade has suddenly given my little patients a chance to acquire some measure of legal protection. Now, thanks to the Supreme Court Dobbs decision, the unborn are protected in some places, the stage where the public deeply value dignity of the unborn child. Right? To varying degrees in different stages of gestation, each state will democratically find a point at which to protect the unborn. Well, it should be extremely early. She goes on to say, in my own state of Florida, the elective terminations are now prohibited after the 15th week. Right? That's better than the 24-week limit. Florida's been operating under the last several decades. Remember that it's widely accepted that 24 weeks a fetus can feel terrible pain or dismemberment. Remember that 24 weeks an unwanted baby can be delivered instead of aborted. Now that I hadn't thought about. That's a great, great line. Why abort the baby at 22, 23, 24 weeks when it can be delivered? It's terrible, isn't it? That's even more for it. Yes, now they're going to say, oh my God, look at that. He wants to invade a woman's body. No, that's all I'm saying. If it can live outside of your womb, why do you have a right to kill it? What do you want, rent for the 24 weeks it was there? I'm sure we can find somebody to pay you. Now, Dobbs has sharply shifted the outlook for the unborn child in Florida today when she says when she evaluates a 16-week-old fetus, she cannot destroy simply for being the wrong sex or because her conception was poorly timed. Right? Or a 22-week-old fetus cannot be painfully aborted for having a cleft lip or even an extra chromosome that results in Down syndrome. That all ended with Roe. Now, she went on to say, despite vehement pro-abortion declarations, to the contrary, there's no abortion law in any state of America that prevents life-saving treatment of a woman. Right? Miscarriages, ectopic pregnancies, that care will not be affected at all. They're trying to make you believe it will. They're trying to tell you it is. See, they're doing everything. You talk about the fearmongers. They are the fearmongers. It's just amazing. The if the mother's life is pregnant, if the mother's life is in danger or threatened, there are ways to take that child. There are ways to have that child born early, right? Through C-section and such. Now, of course, she goes on to say that many liberal states are doubling down on their mistreatment of the unborn. In Oregon, where abortion laws are especially radical, baby can be electively terminated for any reason through the 40th week of pregnancy. That's right, right up until the baby takes its first breath. And Medicaid pays for these barbarous electives. You know, again, when they get past 24 weeks, I don't know what you guys think an abortion is. They're ripping arms and legs off the main body. That's what they're doing. Watch one. Right? Seriously, watch one. Then make your decision. She goes on to say, as a physician who evaluates pregnant mothers and their children, I'm glad I'm practicing in Florida, not California. The law is a teacher. And the stronger the protections for the unborn in the law, the more public grows in its understanding of the dignity of the tiniest little patient. Right? I mean, why aren't we helping these people? Let's help the young couples, the young girl that's in trouble or perceives herself to be in trouble. What's she going to do with that baby? Let's give her other options. Listen up, my Christian brothers and sisters. Isn't that what you're supposed to be doing? Shouldn't you be giving them other options? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Like I said, I hate computers. For all the right reasons, though. Trump says he's coming after you, CNN. Wow, I like that. The former president is threatening to sue CNN for defamatory statements. Trump emailed a notice of intent to bring civil action for defamation. He says, I have notified CNN of my intent to file a lawsuit over their repeated defamatory statements against me. I will also be commencing actions against other media outlets who have defamed me, defrauded the public regarding the overwhelming evidence of fraud throughout the 2020 election. I will never stop fighting for the truth and for the future of our country. And that was a tweet he sent out. He has a 282-page letter. It touched on the 2016 and 2020 presidential election coverage, as well as CNN's rush to label President Trump a liar. CNN repeatedly allowed for assertions that President Trump was illegitimately elected, and nobody's challenged it. There are also statements made by Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Jimmy Carter, little Jerry Nadler, John Lewis, and so many others. Right? He's calling them all out. I don't blame him. Till you start shaming these people now, I'm not so sure you shame them now, even with others like this. Till you start shaming them, calling them out, letting them know you're not going to let them hide anymore, nothing's going to change. Nothing. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. Now, if you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The yeas are 64, the nays are 33, and the motion to concur with an amendment is agreed to.
And with that, a big semiconductor bill is headed to the House after passage in the Senate. The bipartisan measure aims to boost United States production of computer chips. It's also designed to bolster American competition with China. After testing negative twice for COVID, President Biden is done isolating. Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president praises the effectiveness of the COVID treatment, Paxlovid.
This life-saving drug reduces risk of hospitalization and death from COVID-19 by about 90%. It's free, safe, and easy to take.
The Fed Reserve announces an interest rate hike of another 0.75%. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I'm waiting for them to stop dancing. Come sit in your house. That was a pleasure to have you.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how you win. We're talking about how Trump is going after CNN and probably other media outlets as well. I can't see why he wouldn't. You know, I mean, the defamation of character and all of that. There were things that had already been debunked that were said about him. And the way they laid things out was like he's already guilty with it. He's already done it. He's already guilty with it. Just nuts, isn't it? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody asked a question. I have no answer. Any of you brain surgeons there in the, and I mean that sincerely, the chat room. Anybody know why the Joey B doesn't blink his eyes? You ever notice that? Now, the average person blinks their eyes between 15 and 20 times a minute. So why doesn't Biden, I don't think he does that a day. You would think they would, you know, maybe they'll help a sign blink. Kind of, you know, just amazing. So anyhow, a longer version of the president's pre-tape remarks showed that the White House staffers edited the tape at least 10 times. There's obviously splicing on the tape, very creepy, because he looks like he's struggling to hold on. So just, again, just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Todd Starnes put out a piece, and I have to agree with him. We've raised a whole generation of dummies, to put it in his words. Just amazing. All right, let's bring him on. Ed from Washington. Ed, thanks for calling. I always appreciate your calls to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on. Real quick, like, kind of change the subject. I want your opinion. I don't believe that they're going to remove Biden for the 25th Amendment because if they can pull off in 24 what they did in 2020, they would be able to have Pelosi as vice president and Harris as president. And if they removed him before that and they lose the election, then they wouldn't have that possibility. So they're going to keep him in until after they've reestablished the presidency. I want your opinion on that.
Well, you know, a lot of my friends have been talking about that. A lot of guys in the business have been talking about that. And I think if anything happens, remove him. Anything happens for Joe to step down, with everything going on around him, the only way he can get out of this cleanly is to say that his health is deteriorating quickly, that he'd love to be able to stay and finish it out, do the right thing, but he really feels it's better for the nation to step down, step out of the way, and let Camilla get in there and do the job she's supposed to do.
The problem with that is then if the election doesn't go like they planned in 2020 and they try the same thing, and they, because of all these revisions that all these states are making for elections, that they may not be able to do that. So they would lose if they did remove him prior to the 24 election and they did get Pelosi in there and Harris and they lost, then they wouldn't have the setup they wanted.
He's not going to make it to 24. Let's be clear. I'm not wishing death on
him. Nobody would have thought he made it through this one.
They are pumping him up with so many more drugs now and so more often that I don't think he could make it. I don't think he can get that far into it. If he does, he's a miracle, a modern miracle of science.
That's probably the reason why he doesn't blink a lot. Because that's an audible reaction, a normal body function.
Yep. No, you're right. But I think, I mean, the scary part for me is I'm almost rooting for them to keep pumping him up because I don't want President Harris. And behind her, they'll try to shove Newsom into the VP slot. Very scary.
But they're hoping again to do another hat trick for 24.
You know, I know. I'm hoping our people are watching enough, screaming enough, and making enough noise. Look, I'm not for violence, but I'll tell you what I am for. When you see people stuffing ballots in the box, I'm for putting a chain around that, right? Have a chain of people around that thing to keep it from happening. Call the police if you need to. And we need to take an active role this time.
How about just getting honorable people to do their job, being American instead of something else other than that?
You know what? I'm sorry, I agree with you 100%. People should just do the right thing, but we see what happens. Joe Washington said it. His fear was that they would be so sold out to their party that they would not do the right thing by the American people. And you're seeing it come into fruition right now. You're seeing it happen right in front of your eyes.
Yep. All right.
Thanks for calling. I always appreciate your time.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I mean, my crystal ball doesn't work. It hasn't in a long time. But really, when you think through these things, what options do they have? How long can he do what he's doing? But the nice thing about it is they get to blame everything on him. He is El Presidente. So they can blame anything that happens on him right now. But what should send a shudder up your spine, think about President Harris. Right? President Pelosi. Anybody else want to send me a link to where it goes after that? Because I don't know. It isn't easy. It isn't well laid out in the Constitution. 855-REAL-CHOW. 855-732-556. All right, so Trump is threatening CNN with a lawsuit. Sending a 282-page document, laying it all out as to what he's going to do and what it's about. The letters were emailed to CNN's CEO, Chris Litch, and its EVP and general counsel. Now, Todd Starnes is not having a problem speaking out at all against it. I mean, for it, I should say. But I don't know, what does it take to do something like this? How much money does it cost? Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Yeah, I wish, we're doing radio here, but I would love to show you the videos of Joe B. not blinking at all. I don't know how you do that. No matter how much you try, it's a hard place to be because, you know, your eyes want to blink. You want to water your eyes. All right. I keep telling you guys this, but nobody wants to listen to me. The Dems use a totally different thesaurus and dictionary. They've got a whole different, you know, when you look at what they say, what they do, and how they do, they don't have anything in reality to be able to tell you. Look at a woman. Now, a woman is any adult person who believes or states that they are female at any given time. There exists no physical way to describe any unique attributes to a woman's body unless you are discussing abortion. So, the only, the sacred thing of abortion for them is the only way that you get to define what a woman, so a woman is a quote-unquote woman if she's got a uterus with a baby in it. You don't even have to guess. But think about this. It starts off with a woman that's an adult person who believes or states that they are female at any given point in time. So my mom, when she said you could be whatever you want to be, she's never talking about the woman thing. You know how many jobs I could have got by saying I was a woman? Just saying. Racism. Racism used to be a terrible word. Extremely terrible word. Left again, like they do with everything else. Turned it into garbage. It's a foundational state of society, especially American and other Western societies. It was the primary and driving factor of development of white society. Examples of racism can be overt, but also unintentional. Such examples include, but are not limited to, cultural appropriation, failure to acknowledge one's privilege, and the existence of pretty much any statue erected before 1970. Right? Think about that. This is what I love. Latinx. A term that the Latino community doesn't even accept. Latinx is a term meant to correct Hispanics' unintentional sexism. See, it's because it's Hispanic. If it was white, it'd be a whole different story now, wouldn't it? Right? Let's hit some more of these on the other side of the break. Don't miss any of your host. Don't go far.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entry and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back to Joe's Dictionary Lessons 101. Using the... definition, the Democrat definitions to some of these words that we never heard before. Less than a decade ago, they didn't even exist. We're talking about the word Latinx. The term meant to correct Hispanics, unintentional. Who's this according to? Sexism and how they have referred. It's a very masculine language. It's a very masculine ethnicity. Society, whatever. Just amazing. Now, when you listen to the terminologies that they're using, you have to scratch your head and go, my God, they had to twist themselves so hard to get that. Is it funny? Right? Hispanics don't use the term Latinx. Many never even heard of it. It's only in the political world. So, you know what? Let them have it. Let them screw themselves at the poll, because at some point in time, the Latinos are going to see it for what it's worth, see what these things are and why they're worth it, doing or not doing. What is human life? According to the dictionary, human life begins at the exact moment that a fetus leaves the birth canal. Whoa.
So what if it leaves your stomach? Right? I mean, we've seen that. You see the C-sections. Right? The transformation from a mere clump of cells in human life is instantaneous in that moment. No physical or mental characteristics existing prior to the moment of birth. Human life on the subject in utero. Definition of life is specific to humans. Does not define life on any other animal species. So they're going to hold the life of an unborn eagle, bald eagle, in higher esteem than that of a human. Right? A life begins when the fetus leaves. It's not a fetus anymore. Get your stages correct. Recession. An economic downturn once defined as two straight quarters of negative gross domestic product growth. It's now defined, well, it's a little bit more nuanced. A little broader. Right? They want to make sure that you were able to understand, so they redid the verbiage on this. Oh, God. Just amazing. Right? It involves a range of metrics too complicated for you to understand, but which will never rise to the actual recession levels when a Democrat is president. Insurrection is a violent attempt to disrupt the usual practice of government and law by group pursuing the overthrow of that government. This doesn't apply to attacks on federal buildings. Well, like in Portland and Seattle. It was a peaceful demonstration anyway up there. Didn't you know that? Summer of Love, all that stuff. So if that was peaceful and I burned down a policeman's car for no reason just because I'm mad, am I not peacefully protesting? Just asking. Equity. Oh, the perfect state of society in which all resources are distributed exactly equally among all people. That's called socialism, not equity. They even add, look at it. They want to make sure it gets this exactly equally among all people, men or women. I thought you couldn't use that term. I thought that term didn't exist. You got me confused. Right? Seriously. This includes, but not limited to, the disparities in resources based on race, gender, height, hair, color, attractiveness, intelligence. Are you serious? Attractiveness? How do you get equality in attractiveness? Look, if you're ugly, you're ugly. There's nothing you can do about it by equity or invoking some kind of equity process. Right? This is a very small, God bless, small group of new definitions that popping up all over the place. It is amazing to me. It just never stops. And think about it. It more erodes any kind, right? Any kind of tradition, any kind of history, any kind of anything that we're trying to teach the kids. You got nothing. Look, they have, they have no defined sex, right? They can be whatever they want to be, how they want to be, when they want to be, where they want to be. Mothers aren't real. Well, they're birthing portions now. Get it straight. I mean, you can have a field day going down these lists because it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It really doesn't. But as I said before, you know, they just don't care. They want to. I've been saying this for years. They need to dictate what the words mean. Right? Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Another one just came in on what I love so much. New poll shows that fewer believers, right? There's not as many people that believe in God, but don't count God out by any stretch of the imagination. I think it was Voltaire who said that if God did not exist, it would be necessary to invent him. Well, according to a new Gallup poll, that need may come sooner than we thought. The belief in God among Americans has fallen to its lowest point since we started tracking it. Now, it's still a robust 81%, but the number fell 6 points in 5 years. So we're becoming a more atheist nation. That's not the way it was planned. That's not what made it successful. You can say whatever you want. You know, it's just like an education. They changed the education rules. They changed the discipline rules. They changed the grading rules. The kids are getting worse. And God forbid they'll never go back to the way it was or even close. Because they got a better way that keeps making the kids worse. How does that work? To me, it's just amazing. Now go back to this trend of people not believing in God, but not really. I mean, think about this. Even if they don't believe in God, does that take God away? Does that make it so he doesn't exist? He's not real? Now, we tend to think of a large church gathering, these powerful leaders, when we're looking at the history of these periods. What they did more than anything else was put a spotlight on religion and God in the public square. Well, it's not quite totally true. Our founding fathers put the spotlight on God. Our founding fathers knew why they were where they were at. Our founding fathers knew why the country was so strong or was getting so strong. Right? By the mid-1980s, America had spent decades removing religious symbols and imagery from public life. Why? Now, why would we do that? This came in state form with bans on prayer, school, Ten Commandments in the courtroom. And the funny thing about it is every one of these our founding fathers were for. Openly said they were for it. I've got a copy of the first book that they published for public school. It's all about God. It's not a Bible, but it could be. Right? No, instead we start getting the ads about the Easter Bunny. So, again, are you going to engage? Are you getting involved? There should be no surprise here that younger Americans, the ones born after 1990, have the lowest belief rate. There's the 68%. And except for the most recent drop of 10%. You know, I find this amazing. It shows you that the adults in these people's lives have no basis of morality. They're willing to pass on to the kids. They spend most of their time with the teachers. Right? So, again, this is our fault. I know you guys hate when I do that, but this is our fault. When do we start picking up the banner? When we start working on this again and teaching our kids about what true belief systems are? It's not all willy-nilly. This is all didn't just happen because it kind of happened, this country and other things. Now, the case of the Supreme Court is set to decide on what happens, right? Whether the schools could be okay to have more public displays, religious public displays of faith. That high school football coach in Washington sued for being placed on leave when he prayed out in the field. In some cases before games, some places after the game. And he won that case. Right? But some people say that now means you can have prayer in public school. No, it doesn't. I mean, we should be able to. But it doesn't mean we will be able to. Right? The court sounded sympathetic in the oral arguments and he won. It's going to be a new day for prayer in public schools. And maybe, like the other side does, Christians will operate more openly now. Not disruptively, openly. Big difference. Another reason for the optimism that God may not be on his way out is just how impressive it is that 4 out of 5 Americans still do believe in him. Okay, it's really that simple. They may not know what to do about it. They may not know what denomination to join, but they know he's there and they know he cares. So, I'm your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You got me for the next hour.